losing sleep because of your cat, part 8. We were just lucky that we had installed a cat flap as soon as we had moved into the house. Therefore, there was never a problem with having to let her out or in. Even when my children and I had been on our own in our little house, we had a cat flap, so I was never bothered by her in that way either. As to her crying and disturbing us, well, that I remember was often as she was a great hunter. And what do great hunters seek most often? Attention and praise for their catches. We knew when she woke us up with her crying, you could be certain that she was sitting on the floor at the foot of the bed with something to show us. We had to just live with that, although there were some nights that Keith locked her out so she couldn't bring her prey inside to play. We never really could get over that a performance on her part. After all, why does one have a cat in the first place? But to eliminate the unwanted livestock around the house and section. And one should never discourage that if you want to be great friends or feel great love between you. All in all, I think we enjoyed our cat in our lives, and that's the secret. Cats are such warm, loving pets to have around, and so long as you treat them right and return the love they so unconditionally surround themselves and you with, then blending your lives together can be so rewarding. Sleep patterns need not be interrupted if you carefully plan with love in your heart. And that is the end of part 8. Thank you for reading my blogs. Please comment below and share the links. And this is Debbie Nicholson.